won't shine in your TV. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others just like to watch the world.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
You're done. Welcome to the show, listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And stick around because we have, as always, really cool music for all of you.
Hands on the studio tracks. Come on. Hey, you.
So that's Five Alarm Funk from the LP Anything Is Possible. Payday is the name of that song. And we started the show with Disciplina Kishme, all the way from Serbia. That was DD Democracy. So it's kind of like the political stand today, democracy. We're going to have an interview with Jordi Birch from Guilty About Girls in like 5 minutes. It's a really cool band. So let's play a song from them. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Let's play a song from them. They're going to be performing at the festival live at Squamish, happening August 20 and 21st. They are one of the bands performing. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So in the meantime, let's listen to a song from them. This is called Candy Candy. Talk to you later. So that's Guilty About Girls. The song is Candy Candy, and we have Jordi Birch here on the telephone. Hey, Jordi, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Oh, things are great. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So you're getting ready for the Live at Squamish Festival, I guess, no?
Yeah, Sunday, I guess we're going to head up for Day of Rock, I guess.
Mm-hmm. These guys are going to be playing at the Garibaldi stage on Sunday at 5:15. So it's going to be really cool. Other artists there that are going to be playing is A Ocean, Stars, John Butler Trio, Black Mountain, Metric, Wizard. I don't know, a lot of people, no?
Yeah, it should be fun to catch up with everybody.
Yeah.
Amongst the mountains.
Yeah, like Guilty About Girls, how long have you have the band been going on?
We've been playing for a couple years together, but, you know, this it's just in the last sort of year sort of started to get a bit more serious, and we're starting to do a lot more stuff. So we're just working on our second record right now.
Mm-hmm.
And playing a few shows sort of while we're doing that.
Okay, you're playing there with Mark Henning, no? Which also a Vancouver musician.
Yeah, I do. We both play together, and sometimes we play together, sometimes we play apart. So currently we're playing together.
Okay. What's the name of the first CD that you have there?
I think we titled the first one The Very Best Of. Just in our eyes, we were just trying to, you know, take all the stuff that we had sort of and putting it all in one sort of package, and we also thought it'd be a good first album title, you know, The Very Best of Guilty About Girls. So.
Okay. Cool. What's like the influences that you guys have there? It's kind of like new wavy punk dance. I don't know. Jesus and Mary Chain, maybe.
Yeah, I think. I mean, well, you know, it's kind of funny because like I've actually played with a lot of the bands in my early years that I'm influenced by. Like if you say Jesus and Mary Chain. We actually did some dates and tours with the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I had a band, another band from Vancouver called Pure,
mm-hmm.
previously, and, you know, we did a lot of touring around the world, and so, yeah, I mean, but, I mean, influences, once you've been doing it for a long time, your influences are ever-changing, so I'd say my influences are pretty varied. I'd say that, I love tons of music, but probably too many to pinpoint, but probably what you just said is probably some of my clearest influence, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And not only has to be music, no, that you're influenced by. Are you influenced by another aspect of, I guess, your private life, nature, or I don't know?
Well, yeah, I was just walking up in I was just at Spanish Banks, you know, on the beach, and I was like, so, I mean, I'm definitely inspired by nature, but, you know, I'm also just sort of inspired by putting a pen to a piece of foolscap, you know, and writing, and just, like, I'm inspired by sounds, and I'm inspired by silence probably as much as I am with sound. So, I paint. I love to sort of paint. Painting is probably one of my most favorite sort of things to do in my life. So.
Okay.
Inspired by a lot of things, so but music is when you make a lot of music, you tend not to be inspired by music as much because you're making music all the time, so it's hard to listen to other people's music.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to take a break. And
yeah, cool. And how's the response in Vancouver for your music?
I don't know. It's been pretty good. People in Vancouver are like, I would say some of like the most eclectic tastes in all of the world.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to get people's attention, and it's a great place for a musician to live. It's just, you're just constantly striving to do better and better, and I don't mean that in a commercial sense, but just mm-hmm. like better at your art and do what you want to do. And
yeah, because there's a lot of people, no? A lot of musicians and a lot of talented ones also here in the
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's like, I mean, you know, just playing on, you know, the Squamish Festival, and, you know, it's like, it's so great to see so many cool bands coming out of this area always. So, I mean, since the 80s, since I started playing, you know, I remember... you know, I remember going down to CITR and being interviewed by Nardwuar in
uh-huh.
the 80s, you know. I've known about, there's been stuff coming out of this town forever, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really cool.
Zulu Records, you know, Zulu Records has been around forever. And, you know, I remember playing a place down on 4th Avenue, called the Soft Rock Cafe back in like 1983.
Uh-huh.
Records is sort of just down the street from it in its old location, and you know, and now still seeing how it's still going and getting better and better with age, it's kind of an inspiring thing. You know, I love Zulu Records and all that kind of Fourth Avenue rock.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, it's a very, very musical town, Vancouver. Speaking about that, your record is on Boutique Empire, which they also have like Sex with Strangers there. And can you talk a little bit about that label?
Sure. It's kind of something we do just as a cooperative. We all operate a label together and, you know, and just get sort of help each other out and, you know, make some videos and sort of get bands sort of motivated. And but at the same time, you know, it's like the internet and digital music, it's really a lot simpler to have a record company nowadays because there's not a lot of that goes into it. You know, you basically put it out and let people hear it. That's the best thing about music industry right now, is that it's more about letting people make up their own minds what they like, instead of like pushing it down people's throats and telling them what they should like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's become more about people discovering it on their own. So I love that part.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always, when I was a kid, I used to love to just like discover my own stuff. I never really, you know, maybe for a while I listened to the radio, but it's like I was more, you know, I discovered stuff just by seeing live punk shows in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I remember when I first met, one of the first musicians I ever met was Art Bergman.
Mm-hmm.
From a band called the Young Canadians, and and I remember, you know, being really inspired by that guy, and then later on, like 15 years later, I was on the road with him, touring with him in my band Pure. And it's like people like that have just been, that's where it's all about self-discovery. And so I don't like you know, so we operate a record company.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're not in like, we don't, you know, or it's not really like we're out there like, you know, trying to get stuff in retail, and we're not out there trying to like you know, do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, being a record company is just like being a band now. It's one and the same.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a band, you're pretty much a record company. You just have to organize a little bit better. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like making a film is the same, you know, like independent films.
Yeah, what's a film nowadays? Like you have an iPhone and, you know, you make a little documentary or something in your living room talking with your friends. The next thing you know, it's a feature-length film.
So yeah, yeah. And then you have
it's only a documentary until it's Fahrenheit 9-1-1, and then it's like a feature film, and you're like, it's the film business. And so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, these guys are going to be playing on Sunday at 5:15 at the Garibaldi stage there in Squamish. And, well, I guess Candy was the first single, no, of the band, or the most popular song, I guess.
I would say the most popular song, mm-hmm. for sure. It's like it's the song that, you know, people tend to find on YouTube and tend to like. And so I'm happy about that. It's, you know, one of the better songs that I felt I've ever written in my life. So
cool. Yeah. And what's the second best, or which one do you recommend that
we play? I actually, you know, the song you're playing right now in the background, I can hear Runners.
Uh-huh.
That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, okay.
It's just an instrumental, and I was really proud of that one, and so.
Cool. Okay, so we can play it again. Thank you, Jordi, for the interview.
No problem, Oswald.
And, yeah, good luck there at the festival, and say hi to all those wonderful bands that are going to be playing there. We'll talk a little bit about them.
Great.
Later on the show.
Okay, well, we'll have a good one.
Cool. Thanks. Enjoy your summer.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Ciao. Yeah, so that was Jordi Birch from Guilty About Girls. Well, let's see, listen to this song, no? Runners.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This month, catch Cowboys and Aliens from the 1st through the 11th, a Harry Potter retrospective the 15th through 17th, lots of zombies on the 21st, and awesome midnight movies every Friday.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Slamming door.
They moved forward and my heart died. They moved forward and my heart died.
Please, please tell me what they looked like. Did they seem afraid of you?
They were kids that I once knew. They were kids that I once knew.
I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. It's hard to know they're out there. It's hard to know that you still care. I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. Dead hearts are everywhere. Dead hearts are everywhere.
So that's Stars. They're also going to play at Live at Squamish August 20 at the Stawamus stage. other bands that are playing this festival. She Stole My Beer, Sweet Thing, A Ocean, Girl Talk, Metric, Whistler, Black Mountain, The Dudes, The Solas Band, Sinister, Braston Out, The Bell Game from Montreal, Guilty About Records, like a lot of bands. So that's happening next next weekend there in Squamish. So let's listen to some more music. We have a lot of local stuff and new music that people send us here. So let's continue listening. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show, and my name is still Osvaldo Perez. This is a cool song from the Russian Futurists.
You got me biting nails and sweating bullets,
and I'm your hair trigger, baby, pull it.
I'm sending chills right down your spine, I can't tell.
You're playing games with me, I know damn well.
I see you in here nearly every weekend.
You got me stumbling, falling off the deep end.
I hope you're working up the nerve to do right.
I'm feeling good about my chances tonight.
I'm feeling good about my chances tonight.
I'm feeling good about my chances tonight. I hope you catch it when I put it out there. It looks so good as a pair, and there's no doubt we're made for each other. Baby, let's be lovers. Spend the rest of the night under the covers. I hope you catch it when I put it out there. It looks so good as a pair, and there's no doubt we're made for each other. Baby, let's be lovers. Spend the rest of the night under the covers. Sit in the bar, the drinks are steady flowing. Cross my fingers tight so I don't blow it. Tight so I don't blow it. Tight so I don't blow it. And in the club the music's always blaring.
I looked around and boy, I got you staring.
And you and I, we make the perfect pair. And make the perfect pair. And make the perfect pair. And
you got me biting nails and sweating bullets.
And I'm your hair trigger, baby.
I'm sending chills right down your spine, I can't tell.
You're playing games with me, I know damn well. I hope you catch it when I put it out there. We look so good as a pair, and there's no doubt we're made for each other. Baby, let's be lovers. Spend the rest of the night under the covers. I hope you catch it when I put it out there. We look so good as a drinks are steady flowing.
And I look good tonight, and boy, I know it.
I cross my fingers tight so I don't blow it. Tight so I don't blow it. Tight so I don't blow it. And in the club, the music's always blaring.
I looked around and boy, I caught you staring.
And you and I, we make the perfect pair. And make the perfect pair. And make the perfect pair. And and I'm your hair trigger, baby, pull it.
I'm sending chills right down your spine, I can't tell.
You're playing games with me, I know damn well. I hope you catch it when I put it out there. You look so good as a pair, and there's no doubt we're made for each other. Baby, let's be lovers. Spend the rest of the night under the covers. I hope you catch it when
put Washed up, dried up in the trash can, I found a postcard from a faraway land. Thrown away was a treasure to me. The picture on the postcard's where I wanted to be, and I got to get out of this plane. I got to get out, to get out. And I'm tired of being in place.
I got to get out, to get out.
I got a one-way,
one-way ticket to paradise. A one-way ticket to paradise. Yeah.
La da da da.
And I'm going away.
I'm going away.
La da da da. So far away.
So far away.
La da da da. You'll never see me again.
You'll never see me again.
La da da da. So long, my friend.
So long, my friend.
Say what it's said to be. Yeah, and if I could come back now, I would come back for free. Cause I didn't find no treasure, didn't find no pleasure. Saw so many things, but I could not take a picture, man. Dirty sandy beaches filled the things in the water. I couldn't believe my eyes. What is this paradise?
La da da da.
And I'm going away.
I'm going away.
La da da da. So far.
So far away,
la da da da. You'll never see me again.
You'll never see me again.
La da da da. So long, my friend.
So long, my friend.
And I've got to get out of this plane.
I got to get out.
And I'm tired of being in place.
I got to get out, to get out.
I got a one-way,
one-way ticket to paradise. A one-way ticket to paradise. Yeah. Was so tall that I got sick. Many years later, I'll reminisce that paradise is where I live. Many years later, I'll reminisce that paradise is where I live.
La da da da.
And I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. Oh, oh.
La da da da. And I'll make it home.
I'll make it home.
Die.
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 much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
A Palestina. Buscan muchas cosas, por ejemplo, buscan encontrar lo que buscan, esperando en el barrio de San Fermín el carro de la revolución, y no pasa ni la cunda. Parece que callan, en idioma muy distinto, escucha canalla chulo, sin dramatismo, que estamos hablando de lo mismo. Ni peces gordos, ni peces chicos, de esos que viven calentitos en el vientre del tiburón. La gallineta dice pro, gavilán o paloma, aguilucho o aguilón. Mi jaula, mi pecera, cada noche la última, cada mañana la primera, nuestra sábana, almidón de pasión, mi bandera. Mi jaula, mi pecera, aparta Marcelino, soy el puto Joselito, el ruiseñor. Mi jaula, mi pecera, tocando fondo con el capitán justo. Ni peces gordos, ni peces chicos, de esos que viven calentitos en el vientre del tiburón. La gallineta de fiebre, gavilán o paloma, aguilucho o aguilón. Ni jaula ni pecera, cada noche la última, cada mañana la primera, nuestra sábana y mi don de pasión, mi bandera. Así Babucci.
Dame más, dame más, ya. Ya, dame más, ya.
Navidad. Rifábame un buen tiro en el barrio yo, contra unos valedores que pedían tostón. Estaba hecho una fiera, me creía Sansón. Traía en el cuerpo chochos, marihuana y ron. Marihuana y ron. Marihuana y ron.
Marihuana y ron.
Marihuana y ron. Que chingas a tu madre y que le meto un patín. Saco de mi lima aquel puñal machín. En toda 38 sale a relucir. Le digo calma, tipo de puta, ya me voy a abrir. Ya no tienes opción.
Está cabrón.
Es que el barrio está cabrón.
Está cabrón.
La muerte o la prisión.
Está cabrón.
Dejé la Buenos Aires, pues para cambiar. Me clavé a la policía. Y que es que soy jaguar. Que me despiertan, dice jálese. Hay un operativo en su colonia, ese. Si es que hay un operativo en su colonia, ese.
Ese es mi barrio, es mi colonia, la Buenos Aires. Ese es mi barrio, es mi colonia, la Buenos Aires. Ese es mi barrio, es mi colonia, la Buenos Aires. Ese es mi barrio, es mi colonia, la Buenos Aires.
Con su patrón, mi cuarto del volante desapareció y al cabo de unos días alguien lo encontró.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind?
check out one of the Sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Whiskey no more.
So those are the Stolen Organ Family Band, our friends from Calgary, but they live here now in Vancouver. Really cool guys. That song was A Horse Don't Need Whiskey No More. So there you go. Before we had a couple of Latin songs, singing in Spanish for our friends in Spain and our friends in Mexico City that are listening to the show. So big hello to them. That was dedicated to them, those Latin songs. That was the first one was Alcohol Jazz from Barcelona with Ni Jaulas Ni Peceras, and the second was Su Merced from Mexico City with Buenos Aires, which is a strange neighborhood there in Mexico City. Okay, so we're going to have an interview with Prophecy Son, which is... how can I describe what she does? She's a noise musician, like a performance artist. She has a couple of projects and a couple of parties happening in the next couple of weeks. So, pretty cool girl. We're going to be talking with her in a couple of minutes. So, let's listen to a song from the one of her projects. It's called Tyrina Horse. And this CD is called Ghost, Wolf, Mother, Hawk, Prairie, Unicorn, Lion, Lioness. And the song is Teenage Girl. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
I'm hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Listening there to Tyrina Horse, we heard Teenage Girl, and this song is called Joy Wolf. And we have Prophecy's son there on the phone. Hey, Prophecy, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. So, Prophecy is one of the, I guess, one of the best noise artists and performers here in Vancouver. Very busy girl. She has a lot of projects. And one of them is this one, Tyrina Horse, which is one of my favorite bands from Vancouver right now. So I wanted to ask you first about the Tyrina Horse before we got into the shows that you have for next Saturdays.
Sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about where does the music come from? Because I know like a lot of the members of the band have different backgrounds and they you all combine to make this kind of mix of music. Can you talk a little bit about the band?
Sure. We have quite an eclectic group of people. There's five of us. I'm from a noise background, and myself and Darren Fleet both do vocals. And he has more of like a country background as far as singing and more of a singer-songwriter. And then Yaro, our bassist, also plays in another band, and his background is more of a singer-songwriter as well. Our keyboardist and amazing guitar extraordinaire, Max, he is a trained pianist.
Mm-hmm.
And our drummer, Brent, is a He plays in a couple hardcore bands, and so he's used to very fast, fast-moving sounds. So his drums are usually pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So which such eclectic group of music musicians? Which bands do you generally listen to or try to emulate the sound, or how do you get? How do you agree?
I think some of the sounds that over the last 2 years, almost 2 years that I've been with the band, we've been working on streamlining our sound a bit. So some influences would be probably like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I'm trying to think of Yeah Yeahs are definitely a big influence for us right now. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of local bands. There's so many good local bands like Apollo Ghost.
Okay.
For myself, I'm more influenced by people like the Cocteau Twins, but with Tyrannosaurus, yeah, we're really trying to just be a lot more punk. Mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. So you bring the songs, or who brings the songs, and you start working on them? And
as a group, myself and Darren Fleet work on the lyrical content, and a lot of the musicality usually starts with a sound or a seed from a musical component, whether it's like a guitar riff or Max might come in with a bit of keys and say, oh, I want to try this.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the songs are being developed as a group.
Okay.
And we really just start jamming something out in our band practice, and then it really just develops from there. It's been an interesting process making music with these guys, because each of us have various ways of bringing something to the group, and sometimes it's a stronger sense. Like, okay, mm-hmm. for example, with Joy Wolf, we had myself and Darren Fleet, I already had a melody that I wanted to work with. Darren had a melody he wanted to work with, and some very specific guitar elements. And so it was a matter of putting it together with the drums and the keys and the bass to figure out parts.
Cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're a noise musician, like a performance artist.
Yeah.
How did you get into the noise? Not a lot of people are getting to the noise, you know?
That's a really good question. Really, for me, I think it has a lot to do with my upbringing. My dad was a percussionist, so mm-hmm. a lot of the things at home really were based around sound. My mother was more of a singer-songwriter with a guitar and her vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And with my dad, he would be banging bongs or listening to sounds of whistling sounds, listening to chanting. Yeah, he's a really big influence for me as far as noise, because to me, he really opened me up to a lot of sounds I never would have ever listened to before.
Okay. So the parties, next Saturday, August 20th, at the Big Pink, that's on 6th and Ontario.
Yes.
That's going to be your solo release party, right?
Yeah, I'm finally actually going to have a little party for myself.
Okay.
There's going to be tea and dessert, and I'm probably either going to play in my apartment or out on the balcony. I'm not really sure yet.
Okay, so the Big Pink, that's your apartment?
Yeah, it's a house at 6th and Ontario. Myself and a whole bunch of artists live in the house.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the album is called Not For Dogs, and that's following your other album, Cat Paws. So
yes.
I guess you're a cat lover, eh? You have four cats?
I am. I have four.
Uh-huh.
I have four and was brought up with a lot of cats growing up. They're pretty inspirational.
Cool. Okay. And the other party is on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But that's with another project that you have with Jenny Jones called Under the Sun.
Yes.
And that's going to be at the same place, right? The Big Pink, 6th in Ontario.
They'll be at the Big Pink. There'll be Chris Terrific, Bush Tit, which is it's an all-girl female band that just started in the last year. Another group called Geezer Hoff, which is another side project that I just started recently with Darren Fleet from Tyrannosaurus and Brady Marks. And we're all playing different instruments, instruments we've never played before. So I'm going to be playing keys and guitar. Another band that we'll be playing is called Greer, and they are a noise ensemble based here in Vancouver. And Under the Sun will be performing as well. And there'll be some dance performances by Dance Troupe Practice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be kind of an eclectic night of music and dance.
Yeah, that sounds great. So that's on August 27, and Ontario and 6. And is there a cover charge or
anybody? No, it's all free.
Anybody can go and party there?
Yeah, anybody can come. And on the 27th, we're actually serving food as well. So.
Cool. Okay. And if you miss the information, you can always go to vanmusic.ca. We just made a profile there on Prophecy Son and all her projects. There's another project there called Spell, no? With Kristen Ross?
With Kristen Roos, who's a Vancouver-based noise artist, sound artist.
Okay.
And we just recently released our EP on the net label Panasphria.
Okay, cool. So go to vanmusic.ca and there's the free download for you to check out the music of these girls.
Thank you very much, Oswaldo.
Yeah, no problem. Any other plans going soon? Other bands that you want to start? Or?
Gosh, well, Tyranno Horse is actually going into... Tyranno Horse is going in to record our second album in October.
Cool.
So right now I'm just working with the guys on finishing up our songs and getting things going there. And for myself, I'm just experimenting and continually trying to just get things done.
Cool. Okay, well, I'll see you next Saturday for sure there.
Thanks.
For the solo release, and the next one is for the other project, Under the Sun. No?
Yes.
Ontario and 6. Is just there in the corner, or?
Yeah, it's at number 14, West 6th Avenue. So there's a big orange house and there's a big pink house, and it's pretty. I think it'll be pretty obvious which one it is.
Okay, the pink house. Okay.
The pink house.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Ciao.
Bye.
So that was Prophecy Son, eclectic performance artist that... actually, Ashley might be interested in getting some of her music here. She's Ashley is a specialist in women... music. In women's music, so
yeah.
You got a CD there. Did you see it?
I didn't.
Yeah. It's right there.
I'm famous now. Continue to send me CDs, ladies out there.
So yeah, Ashley's ready for her show. What Pink Sounds Like. And before we go, we're gonna leave you with a song from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. That was a request for another band called Synth Cake. That let's try to put both songs. Let's try to put Olenka and Synth Cake. Before we leave here, you're listening to 101.9 FM. It was the Morning After Show, and I think next show we're going to have a special guests that are touring, the Beauties. I think it's next show the Beauties are going to be in the studio. So we're going to have live music. And if you miss the show, go to www.citr.ca and there on the schedule, look for the Morning After Show. You can podcast the show there and listen to everything that you missed today.
Come here, sparrow, come here.
So this is Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, and then we'll listen to Synth Cake. I'll see you next week.
Have a story I must tell you about my truest love me, about my truest love me, about my truest love for me. No, I know the story of how your love and bleeding fell. Tear-stained face was turned. How a lover's song was burned. How a lover's song was burned. How a lover's song was burned.